Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is that a Travis I can
hear? Yeah, man, that's me. Can you hear me?
I've got you, my friend. Welcome. You're already on the show, so thank you for agreeing to be on the show before you even really know what the hell it is.
Oh, no, I'm all in, man. I'm all in. There we go. This is me. I can see myself.
Well, I'm gonna show you my dumb face, too.
All right.
So, my friend, thank you so much for being a part of this show. This is called ContendGen.
Okay.
Which is a tight 10, so you're actually on the show right now. It's a tight 10 minutes every single day that I've decided to do during the entire COVID-19 epidemic, where I basically reach out to talk movies and stay connected with my very dear friends. Because right
with the
now,
tribe.
Yeah, with our tribe. Because right now, we're fucking isolated. Our screen time is going through the roof. Our drinking habits are off the chain. We're using less and less toilet paper. And I just thought that every day it would be nice for something to pop up in people's feed that just showed that we were staying connected. So,
yeah, absolutely, man. That's a really good idea. I dig it. I'm all for it.
How the fuck are you?
I'm doing all right. Work for me is still coming in. As people may know, I'm a full-time freelancer, and there has been a little kind of anxiety over whether the flow of advertising dollars to commissioning editors to freelancers is going to maintain through the pandemic.
Yes.
But at the moment, I'm doing all right, man. So I'm writing, and I'm stocked up. I've got all my supplies, my food. I'm good. And I've been, watching a few bits and pieces and watching all the press screenings fall off the calendar and the releases fall off the calendar. That's been fucking interesting. Black Widow, I think we lost today.
Yes.
Like that was officially announced today.
And for people listening to this, this is yesterday. This is yesterday. So yesterday we lost Black Widow. That's right. Yep.
Yep. Palace Cinemas have announced that they're closed for the duration. It kind of feels like we're on a war footing, doesn't it? Like, this is a bit old Blitz spirit.
They're absolutely old Blitz. That is exactly right. So what I want to do first is say, Travis is fucking great. In the description of this podcast, you're going to find the details to his Patreon, which you need, so you can keep supporting the stuff that he does. But I literally came up with something in the last episode, is you can actually create a pool on PayPal, which I'm going to share in every episode description from now on, and also share it on Twitter and on my Facebook, which is I'm going to create a pool on my own personal PayPal that if anyone who is listening, who is enjoying the show and you can spare a couple of bucks, I'm just going to rally that up, and it probably won't be a lot of money, but any freelancer, even such as Travis, who wants to write for the Graffiti with Punctuation site, I'm going to pay out of this pool. So when I have a bit of money, I'm going to pay them and just say, write whatever the hell you want. That's, I think, one thing we're going to do on this show, but I want you to follow Travis because he's already got a Patreon, but I just wanted to reach out, my friend, to you and say that you're great, and I miss seeing your stupid face in person very much. And I hope that you're doing well. And and this is a fucking crazy and unprecedented time, but I have enjoyed that you're still writing a lot and you're getting to revisit. And I did love, what was the thing you wrote the other day? You're like, you bet your sweet ass I made a recommendation during a pandemic to do this. What was that about?
I pitched a retrospective article on 12 Monkeys because it's the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's fair, that's more than fair game. I think we can be like, it's unfair to you to say that that's not completely fair game.
Yeah, but I also had another article spiked. I wrote an article, and I won't say who for because it may still come out, but they wanted a piece on like what movies have taught us that this pandemic's going to be like referencing like I Am Legend and Contagion and Outbreak and, you know, whatever. So I banged that out, and then the other day the editor got on to me and it's like, yeah, it was funny when we commissioned it, and now it's all a bit too fucking serious, so we might just sit on that one for a while.
That's what you.
But humor is how we fight this thing, right? I mean, apart from washing our hands and maintaining social distance and all that jazz, humor is how we survive as a people. I think if we stop laughing, and I don't mean making fun of people, I don't mean punching down, I don't mean like making fun of boomers who are probably going to die en masse because of this thing. I mean, in terms of just, you know, kind of ruefully laughing at our situation and the hardship that we're currently going through. I think if we lose that, we're in trouble. As long as we can keep doing that, as long as we can maintain some kind of bleakly humorous attitude to this weird fucking global nightmare, which is currently happening, I think we're going to be okay in the long run. Maybe not in the short run, but in the long run.
Yeah, look, I've heard it described by Michael Osterholm, who wrote a novel. So he's a former representative and head of the CDC. He served five presidents. He was on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. And I'd recommend for folks to, if you want to catch up on sort of someone who's actually a storied and experienced person with any kind of outbreaks, this is the guy. And he said, look, COVID-19 is something that is not a blizzard. It is a winter. And it's something that's going to spread, and it's something that's going to endure. And that was kind of my idea with this daily podcast, is just to sort of check in, and it is going to endure. It is going to be tough, but the people that I'm talking to and the community that we're reaching out from is going to endure beyond this as best we can, if we can continue to support and just do whatever the hell we can do, because the world is going to go on when it comes after this. It's just that right now, it doesn't actually feel like that right now, but it absolutely is. And it's just one of those things. So, my friend, in the interest of your time and making sure that I stay the hell on time for this 10-minute check-in, I love you. I hope you're well. At Celluloid Whiskey is where you can find Trav on Twitter. That is the funnest place you can go. If you are a Facebook person, like, I hate Facebook, but Travis makes Facebook seem fun because he sometimes writes things that I'm like, that can't be that inflammatory. And then there's 800 comments and you're like, what the fuck is going on Facebook?
It's been a while. I've calmed down a lot, and I'm trying to put out positive vibes in the world. I'm trying to make it a better, warmer, more enriching experience. But I don't always.
In the interest of entertainment, I hope that you keep it as volatile as you have. Mate, you take care. We'll be back in touch,
too, my brother.
Most likely on this show. Love you heaps. And again, I'll make sure I link all of Travis's stuff in the description of the podcast. If you like your stuff, do it there. But there will always be a link to the Graffiti with Punctuation Pool. And undoubtedly, if you guys can donate even a couple of bucks when it tops up to a decent amount of cash, you know, whether it's for a dinner or a meal or a light shopping trip, that is exactly what will be going to any of the lovely freelancers that we talk to on this show. So thank you, mate, for being a part of it. I appreciate it. We'll be back in touch soon. You take care, and you're the best.
You too, man. Love you too.
All right, back to some kind of normalcy in the movie news today. The Cat's Butthole saga has hit fever pitch. Seth Rogen in quarantine has watched Cats and has started tweeting. And in that tweet, his final proclamation was release the butthole cut, because as some of you may know who are unfortunate enough to see Cats, none of the cats have buttholes, and it's picking up steam while people are quarantined, that is for sure. Bloodshot, the Vin Diesel comic book adaptation, is now coming to video on demand 11 days after theatrical release. The cinemas around the globe are shutting down, and the studio has made the push. This well and truly is a big blockbustery film that is making its way to video on demand first. That is craziness, but absolutely of the time. PlayStation 5 and Xbox, the latest generations of games are both spruiking their wares and their power. The PS5 specs have come out this week, and that one is behemoth. I don't know how to translate teraflops and things like that, so we're just going to have to see them side by side. But all, by all accounts, comparable. One not having the red ring of death for all of those scarred with the original Xbox, one having it. And finally, Rian Johnson, a man who whenever he speaks is in the news regarding Star Wars, wishes he could take The Last Jedi to a test audience as he did with his Oscar-nominated Knives Out, saying that, you know, in the world of Star Wars, when you it's impossible to show a cut of the movie because of leaks, he wishes he could have taken it in front of a test audience. That's it for Ken Tangen. It's day two. We're not stopping. We'll see you guys soon. Please take care. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. We'll be back for another episode with a little bit of normal news and one of my great friends tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.